And now for the ultimate in irony. A probation officer cancelling drink drivers has crashed his car whilst four times over the limit. To add insult to injury, his wife was then arrested for the same offence when she drove to the police station to pick him up.
Booze.
In the court, magistrates were told the councillor hit the bottle because he couldn't cope with the stress of work.
Yeah.
And now for the Giza news. Frozen geysers have been discovered on one of Jupiter's moons. Scientists believe the pictures taken by the Galileo spaceship show eruptions driven by sulfur dioxide or sulfur gas that erupt and freeze in the atmosphere that's estimated at minus 145 degrees centigrade. And a stunned mother has been forced to dive for cover after a geyser erupted from her toilet. Tracy Lennon from Midlothian says it brought down her kitchen ceiling and left the whole house looking like it had been hit by a tropical storm. The 31-year-old said, "That toilet has ruined me." Talk radio satellite weather. England and Wales will have a mostly dry evening with clear spells, but it'll be cool and breezy. Scotland and Northern Ireland will have a rather chilly night with the occasional shower. The overnight low will be 9 degrees centigrade. Tomorrow, most places will stay fine, but isolated showers are possible. Tomorrow's high, 21 degrees centigrade. Talk radio news time. It's 4 minutes past eight.
Talk radio. Your views, your calls, your commercial radio station of the year. On 1053 and 1089 AM.
Yeah!
I'm down on my knees, Nick. Will you marry me?
Oh, no, it's a stalker and slasher alert.
Tonight on BBC One.
Oh, Nicky, you're so fine, you blow my mind, eh, Nicky?
Can I ask you a question?
No. What are we talking about? I mean, normally there's nothing going on here, but really, so far, what the hell is this show about?
You gotta fight for your right to
play! About a month ago, I actually landed a job on hospital radio.
If you get requests from people in the emergency ward, tell them to drop dead.
Roseanne, Ellen, Lesbian.
Ellen Lesbian?
Yes.
Is that what the show's called?
You gotta
fight! Nick, you said last week you got a degree in psychology.
Yes.
This show is just one old experiment, and really, isn't it? Kev's your grotesquely disfigured assistant. Sick boy's the sinister one who brings you those still twitching testes.
I think that you hit it right on the head there, Chris.
Yeah.
And now we're going to have to kill you.
Nick Harris.
Okay, Nick, the interviewer has excelled herself in asking for another task. Okay, she did Giza News last night. I asked her to do this off the air.
I'm not doing a forfeit, though, if I can't get this.
Okay, so pick a page between 1 and 1,600.
264.
Okay, I'm just flipping through the dictionary here. 264. Each page is in two columns. You want the first column or the second column?
First column.
Cobweb.
Oh, okay.
That's easy. Cobweb news.
Look
coming
who's
up.
Doing this. You or me?
Coming up at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Easy
right.
Peasy. Anybody could do that. If you don't, of course, we'll have to spin the bottle.
What did you say?
You don't want to know.
And we'll sterilise it first. 0500 1053 89. Let's go through some of these people quite speedily. Here's one in Sussex. Hello. That's a happy breather. I bet she's waiting for me to say her name. Hello, May.
Sorry, Nick.
That's okay.
You didn't speak, did you?
I did.
I do apologise. I've been waiting a long time.
That's okay.
Honestly, I didn't know you were talking to me. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, what did you say the first time?
I said, here's one in Sussex.
I didn't hear that, funnily enough.
Doesn't matter, May, so what's up?
Anyway... No, I was thinking, wouldn't it be nice to hear from Rab and give me a laugh?
Rab seen as Richard, definitely call us up, but he must be in heavy demand because the man is fun.
Oh, do you know that man? He's such laughter in his voice. Isn't he funny?
Actually, I've got more than one call about Rab Cines, but on the board here.
Not Rab Cines, but...
Not himself.
Not him himself.
And here is, coming up on the board, Rab will call later, it says. How do you know that, sick boy?
It's not.
He's calling already. He said he's just at the pub, but he's back later. Give us a call.
Really?
Okay,
so it's almost like we're your cosmic twins, mate.
You're joking. Really?
Unbelievable.
Is he? Are you there?
So don't stray from your radio set, dear.
Anyway, that's what I wanted to talk about. I'm sorry for being vegan. I'm not usually vegan.
May, you're too apologetic. That's the thing about you, too nice. Stop apologizing. Stand up for yourself.
Anyway, do you know what I was thinking?
What?
I was thinking you're very good impressions. You do a good Michael Caine. I think I heard you.
Yeah, don't ask me to do one,
Was it you that I heard?
Yeah.
You're pretty good impressions.
Well, anybody can do Michael Caine.
Pardon?
Anyone can do Michael Caine.
Well, I can't.
I bet you can't.
It's a great one. It's funny, isn't it?
But don't please ask me to do any impressions, though, May.
No, you done a... Was it Robert De Niro as well?
Robert De Niro. How does he go?
Did you do him or was it Al Pacino?
I don't know. How does it go, May?
No, I'm asking.
Oh, go on, give us a bit.
I can remember when you'd done it, and I thought, he's quite a good impressionist.
Give us a Frankie Howard, May.
Oh, don't. Don't insult me.
In closing.
You can't insult me. I'm talking about the stars.
Sing like Madonna, May.
What would you like?
Like a virgin. How's that
like
grab you?
Like a virgin. Yeah, you're driving me mad. You're driving me crazy. Anyway, I'm going to leave you, and lots of love for tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Happy birthday for
tomorrow. It was May.
Lots of love.
Happy birthday to me.
Bye.
Bye-bye. What a nice lady. 0500 1053 89. It's a pre-call. Nice, but, a little confused. I don't think that's unpleasant to say. Here's one in Tunbridge Wells on more or less the same subject.
Hello, Nick. How are you?
All right.
It's a great punk rock show as usual.
We are coming up with tunes, dude.
You sure are, mate? The reason May would like to know that... The reason Reb C. Nisbet hasn't been on the phone is because he's on a new series tonight on BBC Two at 9:30.
Thanks a lot. I don't finish till 10.
Yeah, well, you can tape it, can't you?
Not from my present. You know what they should have on video recorders is the ability to set them in motion by phone.
That's right. You can do it if you answer phone, can't you?
Precisely. Obviously, that should be the case. Am I right? You should also be able to switch the central heating on by phone automatically from another place. But most importantly, you should be able to set the video, because the amount of times that you're in a rush in the morning, you leave the house, and you're not expecting to come home late, so you know you'll be able to catch whatever it is at 6 o'clock or, whatever.
Yeah, that's right.
And you get caught up and you go to the pub and then you absolutely flat out don't want to miss, Roseanne or Cheers or whatever those funny American shows. And, it's like a nightmare, because when you get addicted to them, then your life becomes nothing when you miss them. Am I right?
Nothing. You're right, Nick.
How long does it take to come up with something as simple as that? All you need is the ability to set your videotape in motion by phone. Good grief. We can put men on the moon. We can't do that. This is the late 80s. Let's keep up.
What we need is one big control pad that we can use from about 10 miles away. That's what you want, mate.
However far away you are.
Yeah. How about Kev's mum joke? Kev's fat mum joke.
Kev's fat mum joke.
Yeah, it's not rude. How about this? Kev's mum, she's so fat that when she stands up, she breaks her Olympic weightlifting record. No? No good? Hello?
Goodbye.
Happy birthday for tomorrow, Nick.
Thanks a lot, mate. 0500 1053 89. Can we have a few fewer amateur comedians? It's Aid who can't get laid.
Hello, Nick.
Oh, blimey, Aid. We're going to have to put you on pause because we've got a break to go to and a punk track to come out. Are you on a break at your biscuit factory?
No, I've got it off tonight.
Excuse me? We'll come right back with some astonishing developments.
Talk Radio. Free call 0500 1053 89. Talk Radio. Putting you on the air. Nick Abbott.
He's a stand-up guy. He really cares about you, too.
Oh, no. It's X-ray specs. It's the day the world turned Dago.
I'll get you that.
I got this in orange vinyl in a gatefold sleeve. It must be worth nothing. Because it all depends on, how many people want to buy it. We have better music on a talk station than almost every other local radio station in the country. When you go around your pathetic suckhole local radio stations, we have better music on the talk station than we do on yours. So, to you. You local radio stations, you. Here's Aid who can't get... Or perhaps he can, I don't know. There seems to have been some late-breaking news. Hello?
No, one of those, I'd had it off, I mean, I've had today off from work.
Oh, I see.
Which, by the way, puts me in a more relaxing mood.
Of course.
Phoning from work, because there's only two phones at work, right? And there's usually a queue stretching a mile back, and
yes.
People hate me.
I don't doubt it for a second, because you hang on the phone, and of course you don't get straight on here, usually. You have to wait like 20 minutes, and your break naturally lasts about that time. And you, I bet you run from the production line, you geek, you.
And, I can't run.
Yeah, well, you get carted on wheels from the production line, yes, and your mate probably speeds you through. And you do you, seriously, do you like speed to the phone before anybody else can get there? And everybody has sort of...
Yeah, easily.
They want to call up the fire brigade because the factory's on fire and, you know, their wife is in the hospital and she just had kids. And you want to talk to a talk show host on a radio.
Oh, so good at that.
I'm surprised that they haven't been killed yet.
Yeah, because the strange thing is that they've got no idea what I'm doing because I'm on hold. So I'm just there with the phone in my ear and I think I'm just... some weirdo.
You are a weirdo.
I was going to say happy birthday to you, but you can forget that.
Happy birthday to me. That's right, tomorrow.
Yeah, anyway, what I phoned about, have you ever had anything really embarrassing happen to you?
Yes.
What part for me phoning up?
No, more than that.
Yeah, well, like yesterday I was asleep in my bedroom. My mum's got a new cleaner that comes in, and she called me a bedroom while I was lying on top of her bed with nothing else.
Oh, that must have been repulsive for her. Did she ever get over it?
Well, fortunately, she didn't see it, because she didn't have a magnifying glass with her at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you just want to stop in your bedroom and die, really, till she went. Cause it's just, you know, I'm always doing things like that.
Why do you lie on top of your bed with no... I mean, you of all people, seriously, I mean, that just... doesn't it offend your own eye?
Well, I'm asleep, so I can't see, can I?
I suppose so, yeah, but
I
you
can't
might...
I can't see past the rolls of fat, so...
But you might dream about it. Think of that. Please wear a dressing gown at all times. You should hark back to the Victorian era and never cast your eyes upon your own shame.
Nick, just as I go, I've got this talk of the alarm clock and the other day it went to be off its head, so I just play a bit of it to you.
Okay, a comedy bit approaches. Here we go.
Alarm clock, 2:11:14. Alarm clock,
2:11:14. Weren't that funny, were you?
No, it wasn't. No, you're absolutely right in that respect.
Yes, but Nick, you're on between 8 and 12 next week, aren't you?
On between 8 and 12 next week, that's right. 8 p.m, 12 midnight.
So just next week, then?
Yeah, apart from Wednesday, when there's football, and there's a later start, 10 till midnight.
Great, I'll be realistic, so I finish at 10.
Because James Whale is going away on holiday. Apparently him and his entire crew are going camping.
They're going camp?
Yeah, that's right, they're all going camping. They're going to skip down to the Lake District, and they're all going to share a tent together. Isn't that a nice thought?
Anyway, I'll do reading with magical app now and disappear.
And he was gone in a puff of smoke. 0500 1053 89, it's a free call. Let's take one in Gloucestershire. Hello? Everybody wants to hear their name on the radio. Hello, Chris.
Hiya, mate. All right. How are you?
All right.
You okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, I am. Fine.
I rang you up
Thanks
a few weeks
calling.
Ago.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
About the punk festival what I went to.
The punk festival what you went to?
I was in Morecambe. Mm-hmm. I run a fanzine, Shadow.
Yeah.
And,
Morecambe, anywhere near the seaside?
Yeah. Out of the way.
So. Yeah.
Lots of good bands. Channel 69.
Did they play this?
Daughter and the Dogs. No, they didn't.
There's nothing wrong with this music, Chris.
No, not much. Not much, mate.
What does that mean? I find that quite offensive. I like this. How can you not like Beside the Seaside, Beside the Sea? This is part of the rich cultural heritage of this country.
Let's talk music. X-Ray Specs.
Mm-hmm.
They played the other year in a punk festival and polystyrene got run over in London by a bus. They got a girl to replace her, called her Polly Filler.
She got run over by a bus?
Yeah.
Are you making this up?
Pardon?
You're making this up, right?
No, I'm not. This is absolutely true. It's absolutely true, mate. And they got a girl to replace her, and they called her Polly Filler. Wasn't quite the same.
Well, how was Polly's styrene? Is she all right?
Yeah, she's still the same. She's still a bit scatty, but He's quite nice, actually, to talk to. She's quite intelligent.
I saw her many years ago, and she looked sort of like she joined the Hare Krishna
people. She did. They played a few years back at Brixton Academy, and she had all the Hare Krishnas on the side of the stage.
The thing about the Hare Krishna people is they all look a bit weird.
They fit in well with the punks.
Yeah, they do. None of them suit orange, but they make great food. There's a Hare Krishna restaurant just over the road from here, and it's cheap and nutritious and delicious.
Yeah.
You should try one time, Chris.
I will. Anyway, you're going to have another punk night, Nick?
Almost every Friday until
you're
going to
invite me up, because I'm full of information.
Yeah, you're full of it. That's what everybody says. 0500 1053 89. It's a free call. Yeah, we're going to invite you up. I'm calling security and, manning the barricades myself. Here's one in Brentwood. Hello.
Hi, Nick. Hairbrushing disaster.
Hairbrushing disasters?
Hairbrushing disasters. I know someone who went to the hairdresser for his haircut, he got home and thought, maybe I haven't done it to the quite style I'd like to have it done. So he got home and thought, actually my hair would look nice, a darker colour. So he decided to go through the entire routine of, dyeing your hair and that. Took everything off, rinsed it. Oh dear. Only some of the dyes worked. And it's only the dye on the left and the right side of his head. In fact, it left an orange streak through the middle of his head.
That's fantastic. And he said, I deeply regret that.
He didn't live it down until his hair actually grew out and he could cut it. I mean, even 2 weeks after his hair cut, you could still see, like, my faint line up there. It was kind of like, those old pencils you used to get at primary school? They used to have a faint line running down the side. This was his head.
Kind of like that.
Kind of like that.
Okay, but cars were parking on his head, I can just imagine.
I've got a quick word for Kev.
He ain't here.
Well, what? Kev's mum's so fat, the only pictures of her we've got are satellite pictures.
Yeah, I think I've done that one already, but, it's all about how you tell them. Don't be trying to dye your hair at home. Do you ever dye your hair at home, Mike?
Me? No, I would never dye my hair. At home or anywhere else, for that matter.
That's, in your case, that's hair singular.
Yeah. Oh, don't start on the hairline. I get enough of that from you.
You go to the barber's and you say, I'd like a haircut, and he says, which one?
Nick Abbott on Talk Radio. Free call 0500 1053 89.
Eddie and the Hot Rods.
No!
Theo. I thought I was going to be had there. It's Punk Night, all dressed down Friday on Talk Radio. It's Nick Abbott Show, 0500 1053 89. It's Eddie and the Hot Rods, and I haven't actually got the song yet, have I? It's coming up, I know. Here it is. Little break. Do anything you want to do. Phew.
Why don't you ask him?
Okay, that's it. Let's do a knock-knock joke. We have never done a knock-knock joke on this show. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Vanessa Feltz.
Vanessa Feltz who?
Oh, blimey, how quickly people forget. Here's one in Dewsbury. Hello, Alison.
Hello, Nick.
Alison.
Nick, have you done your good deed for the day today yet? Because you've got to be good because it's your birthday tomorrow. You won't get any presents.
I probably won't get any presents anyway.
Oh, no. I'd send you one if I knew where you live.
Really? Mm. Okay, well, my address is 33.
I'm writing it down.
Forget it.
You can't anyway, because I'm a very depressed, heavily pregnant woman.
You're heavily pregnant?
I'm heavily depressed.
How did you become heavily pregnant, Alison?
Well,
don't tell us. Stop right there.
You can help me out.
How far forward are you?
Well, I've got 36 weeks under my belt, literally. And I'm just waiting and I'm fed up.
And when's it due?
Hopefully within the next 4 weeks.
Next 4 weeks. So how big are you now?
I look like a Teletubby.
Do you? Because this is really bizarre. I don't know what is going around in the air at the moment. Perhaps Mike, with his peculiar finger arrangement, as we discovered yesterday, he's the most fertile man on the planet. Perhaps he's been brushing against too many women, because every single woman I know is pregnant.
that's terrible. That does absolutely nothing for your chat-up lines or your love life or anything, does
well,
it?
Well, surely you can't be still interested in sex, Alison.
No.
You're
music.
With child.
Music that my I have my problem with.
Really?
I have just come across two tickets for the V98 weekend. My friend... I'll tell you the story. It's very short. It's not going to bore you. My friend went to Spain for 2 weeks. Met a fantastic painter. I won't tell you all the details, but she's having a good time, and suffice to say, she's stopped an extra week and a half.
Uh-huh.
And I've got her V98 tickets, and I can't go.
Why not?
Because I can't camp in the middle of a field like this, and my husband's working, and no one to take me, and I'm just so fed up, so I want to get rid of the tickets.
You want to get rid of the V98 tickets?
Because, I mean, there's no way I can go.
Well, you're implying that I'm going to sell them over the air for you.
Yeah, because, you, like I say, you haven't done your good deed for the day, have you? And as a kindly man as I know you to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you think?
I think... No. What is this, like a swap shop? What do you want for them, money? Or can I get you, like, a dog or, you know...
How about a luxury villa?
A luxury villa in Spanish Spain, yes. Wouldn't that be nice for a pair of stinking tickets? Who's that?
That's my little two-year-old, Laura.
Tell her to shut up.
Laura, tell Nick to eat your shorts.
My shorts. In my
There you go. That's the same no.
It would be really nice if you could say it again so we can use that and cart it up later.
Yeah?
Yeah, can she say it more exact than that, or does it still come out as a kind of a mumble? Has your child been drinking?
Just milk.
Milk?
Milk, yeah.
Okay.
And has this effect on her? Laura, tell Nick to eat my shorts.
Eat my nuts.
Say it again.
Eat my nuts.
That's as clear as you get from a little girl who's just gone too.
Really? It sounds like eat my nuts.
Well, take it as you will.
Are you feeding your two-year-old nuts? And she could choke on those, so I'm calling social services. So your friend is still in Spain, eh?
She's having a whale of a time. She's playing and dining.
Well, to get into the mood, can you say, hey, Macarena?
Hey, Macarena. No, my heart's not in it.
Your heart's not in it?
No. I want to go to this rock concert this weekend.
You can't get anywhere... Your heart can't get anywhere near it because of the bulge in your stomach.
Exactly. I don't know where my heart is. All my bits are all washed up all over the place. I don't know where my heart is.
Thank goodness that we don't have to go through this. I mean, what a grief and a nightmare. I mean, you know, it must be like passing a bowling ball, Alison. You've done this before, presumably.
Oh, yeah. Would you do it, Nick? If you had a chance, would you do it?
Absolutely not.
No?
No.
I hear they can actually do it through the bowels.
I'm sure, but I think that that's all we want to hear about that. Thanks, Alison.
You men are wimps.
I know we are, and we revel in that.
Don't worry, last time I gave birth, I bit my husband, so he's going to get some more of that treatment this time, I think.
Well, if he's stupid enough to be in there with you, yeah. Okay, now, was that during conception or birth, Alison? Never mind. 0500 1053 89 is a free call. What a nice lady. It's 0500. I just said that, didn't I? I'm repeating myself. And as I've said many times before on this show, there are no repeats on this show. Here's one in Dundee. Hello.
Hello, is that Scotty? Is that Scotty McClue?
Yeah, okay, just for, you know, just to carry this on. Yes,
no.
Sure it is.
No, I've got the wrong number. Sorry. Bye.
Okay, that was by far the least funny call I've ever had. Hello, was that Scotty McClue? What do you reckon? He was like 14?
Is that as accurate as his age?
A shoe size. Here's one in London, hello?
Nick?
Yeah.
Hello, Nick. The other day when I phoned you up, you said I've got to be about 70 with a name like Len. Well, today I feel about 90. I got up 3 o'clock this morning, I went downstairs for a drink, and I missed the last two stairs. Smashed into a table at the bottom of the stairs, and I'm in absolute agony today. I laid there for about 10 minutes. Wait. I laid there for about 10 minutes crying, and this morning when my wife got up, she said, "Did you hear that bang last night?" Of course I heard it. It was me, you idiot. I fell down the stairs. She said, "Oh, did you?" I said, "Well, you heard, you know, I mean, it sounded like someone kicked your front door in." I said, "You heard that, and you didn't even get up." to see what it was. No.
Well, I'm pissed off.
I know. Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
So what did you say?
I've got son of a bitch.
I wanted to kill her. I could have been laying there dead.
You said...
Hell! You hear me? You go to hell! You go to hell and you die!
And I tell you, that lady was just saying, would you have a baby? No. I could not stand the pain. The pain I'm in today...
You wish your wife's mother had never had a baby. Okay, well, listen, thanks for taking us through the pain and grief at your place, Len. That was a beautiful eye-opening moment. 0500-1053-89. We'll leave him as his wounds are weeping. It's free call. It's Talk Radio. You can email us if you like. It's nabbott, 2Bs, 1T, at talk-radio.co.uk. I've had a couple of things here. The fax number, by the way, is 0541-59-69-79. Here's one by Rowley Birkin QC. What does QC mean?
That's Queen's Council.
Well, I very much doubt it. Because it says, I'm sending, but the apostrophe is missing, and so what he's actually saying is in sending. In sending this again, cause I think I can't read that word, the last one up. I
didn't see this one.
The last one up. But anyway, have I really heard correctly? You like the two Ronnies? Because a little while ago I was saying how great the two Ronnies are, because they're wordsmiths.
Uh-huh. I like Ronnie Barker. The little one I wasn't struck on.
Please tell me you were joking. You need a good dose of the Fast Show, it says here. Now, I sat and watched the Fast Show, having come back with a bunch of people from the pub. Now, you think that would be perfect circumstances to watch a comedy show, right?
You would think so.
A bunch of mates, we just come back from the pub, and we turned on the Fast Show. We were primed for comedic entertainment. Not one smirk, not a smile, no snigger passed our lips. It was flat out not funny. At all.
Really?
You seen the Fast Show?
I haven't. I've only heard good things about it.
You have? I don't understand it. I mean, I'm going to sneeze.
At you. There he goes. Boom.
Oh.
You're feeling better.
Woo! That was great for me. How about you? Yeah, did I get any on you? Sorry about that. No, I didn't think the Fast Show was funny at all. Like, not at all. I really sort of, like, you're thinking, what? But the two Ronnies, I mean, there was, compared to the Fast Show, the two Ronnies were geniuses, because they came up with all this great word stuff, and the Fast Show is just, as far as I could tell, it's some bloke in boots comes out of a shed and says, this week I'm wearing Calvin Klein. And that's it.
Really?
But he said it in a West Country accent, like that, he said, which made it funny, presumably. Here's one in London. Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, can I play the game, please?
For what prize would you like to play the game?
No prize.
No prize? Okay. The game has begun.
Okay.
You see, I play the R, and then you guess who it is. That's how the game is played.
Just a moment, I'm sorry. I've got a prick in the house. Sorry.
Back with you.
Okay.
Would you like to start the game again?
Yes, please.
Oh, blimey. I don't know if I have the strength.
Okay, I'm not asking for a prize.
You're not asking for a prize?
Yes.
Okay. So we should actually go through this? Here we go. Again.
I don't know.
Here's one in Southampton. Hello.
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 I'd like to talk about South Park, please.
South Park?
Yeah. TV program?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, it's not as good as The Simpsons.
Yeah. That's it?
Yeah.
That was talking about it? Yeah, how old are you?
15,
and that is the sum of your communication skills. Talking about South Park is to say that it's not as good as The Simpsons. Which school do you go to?
I Maybe the school for retards.
Well, yeah, probably. I'm amazed you could even get in. Here's one in Milton Keynes. Hello, Stephen.
Good evening, Nick. I faxed you earlier, and after censoring my jokes, you dissed Jay Leno. And I just don't think that's very nice.
Yeah, well, the jokes were excellent. Why doesn't Bill Clinton play the saxophone anymore?
That was a good one.
I particularly like that one, but I've been told that we can't say that on the air.
Okay, but Jay Leno is far better than David Letterman.
Is not the right answer.
He is.
Jay Leno is funnier than David Letterman?
He's hilarious. He's monologue.
In which language is Jay Leno funnier than David Letterman?
But we can't actually see him in the UK anymore.
Jay Leno is not in, he's not on anymore?
No, they cut NBC Europe on July the 1st.
Did they really?
Yep.
I wonder why they did that.
Well...
Because the only time I ever saw NBC Europe was when I was in Spain. I was staying in Barcelona and they had it on TV. It was about the only, apart from MTV, it was the only British thing that was actually on.
I think it's still on in Spain, it's just the UK they cut it.
Really? Maybe they were planning to create their own British standalone channel.
Well, you can still see highlights of Jeleno on cable.
Yeah, what does that take, like 30, 40 seconds?
No, on the weekends on CNBC. I think.
Okay, well, there's a reason to rush out and buy a satellite dish. Thanks a lot, mate. 0500 1053 89. Now, you're a genuine North American person. You must have grown up with, what's the name of the guy who...
Johnny Carson.
Johnny Carson, of course. You grew up with Johnny Carson, right?
Well, not
Johnny Carson
not
in his
house or anything.
And his razor...
He's a lot older than I am.
And his razor-sharp suits.
Yeah.
And Johnny Carson went, and David Letterman came in. You like David Letterman or Jay Leno?
Oh, Letterman all the way.
Exactly. Anybody that's under the age of 50 and has half a brain cell prefers David Letterman. Of course.
You have to.
Well, naturally. I mean, you know, Jay Leno is old. I'm not saying that he is old, but his act is old.
Mm-hmm.
Pensioner stuff. That's middle America stuff. You know, those conservative souls that live in the Bible Belt. They love Jay Leno because he's so safe and weak.
Exactly. Well, I mean, that's why he got the gig, isn't it? Because Johnny Carson's show was the Tonight Show, and it's been going since, like, 1822.
That's right, since precisely 1822. Yeah, 22 minutes past six. Here's one in Hove. Hello, Casey.
Hello?
Casey.
Yeah, game, please, mate.
I don't know where this has all come from, the game. I haven't played this in a good long while, but let's get rid of you straight away.
Play game, please. Game's well.
He's a loser, baby, so why don't we kill him? Here's one in Lewisham. Hello, Colin.
Hello, have you ever heard of Clan Lament?
Of?
Clan Lament.
Clan Lament.
Yeah, Lamont.
Clan Lamont.
No?
No.
No. Loser, baby.
What the hell was that? And furthermore, how did he get on? 0500 1053 89. Let's do a lightning round. Straight away, let's set up a lightning round. We're going to break, we'll set up a lightning round coming out of it. And it's, I don't know, what should we have? I think.
Sure.
Why not? I think. It's Dress Down Friday, punk night. Who knows what we will come out of this break with.
Nick Abbott on Talk Radio. Free call 0500 1053 89.
This sounds like Suspect Device again. The wrong one. All right, try again. Give me a sec. Okay, it's, take as much time as you like. It's...
There we go.
It's a live show.
Ready?
Go. In spurt by Richard Hell and the Voidoids.
Yes.
Few.
Oh, no, what do you mean few?
100% success record so far, ladies and gentlemen.
You failed that one.
Absolutely not. I think I got that absolutely correct, sir.
After you listen to half the song.
Love Comes in Spurt by Richard Hell and the Voidoids. Or whoever the hell I said it was. Who is it?
Johnny Carson and the Tonight Show.
Yeah, really? Is that who it was? He's great. So it's 0500 1053 89. We're doing a lightning round. There should be some sort of prize associated with the best of these. And then we'll set up some normal calls as we continue this mess. And I'm going to burp. to you. Right, you've been assigned a line. As soon as you hear me say the number that you, that corresponds to the line that you have been assigned, that means you're on Be Great, Be Gone. Here's line one. Hello? Not pressed hard enough. Hello?
We are the mates that do me.
Here's two.
I think I love Sandra.
That bloke has been calling the lightning round for as long as I've been doing it, and he still loves Sandra. He's probably one of those people who are going to get put in prison for stalking. Here's three. Hello?
I think, I'm the good man for you.
Four. Whistle down the wind. Here's five. Weak so far.
I think I'm going to wish you a happy birthday for tomorrow, Nick.
Oh, thanks a lot, Mum.
That's all right.
Here's six.
I think you spend your week's pay on one lap dance.
Yeah, and one again. Man, you have to press one really hard. Yes.
A girl's face may be her fortune, but it's the other parts that draw the interest.
Here's two.
It's only a flesh wound.
Three.
I think the Clinton sex dungeon joke was Leno's joke.
You think the Clinton what?
The Clinton saxophone joke was Leno's joke.
The Clinton saxophone joke? Jay Leno never told that joke. You don't know the end of the joke. Here is four. It's a breather. Too late. Here's five.
I think, therefore, I am not a Spice Girl.
Bit of politics. Here is back to one again.
I think it's about time Scotty Recluse took over.
Here's two. Scotty, I've told you once, I've told you a million times. Please don't get your son to call the show.
I'm gonna die, man.
Here's three.
I think I'm Elizabeth from Cheddar.
Six.
I think I'm pregnant.
Really?
Yeah.
How did that happen? As soon as the pictures are developed, you let me have them. 0500-1053-89. Sick boy can't keep up. Here's five.
If a light sleeper sleeps with a light on, what does a hard sleeper sleep with?
And I'm going to have to start punching them up at random because you're not picking them up fast enough. Come on, Andy. I'm ahead of you now. Here's two.
I think Marlon Brando is heading for the to a nude beach.
Right. Okay. Calls that make sense would be preferable. Here's three.
I think the end of the Clinton joke was...
The end of the Clinton joke that we can't actually say on the air. Yes, what an idiot. Here's six. Five.
I think you should have told me how much you get paid.
Here is one. And two. This is like beyond pathetic. Here's three.
I think Jay Leno.
Six. Okay, I've had enough. As have my audience, I don't doubt. That was so awful. I think I'm going to scrap lightning rounds because only morons call during them. We only ever get, like, sensible calls. Yeah, and you can almost feel the hormones raging in the teenage element of this audience as soon as they put a lightning round on, because they obviously don't have anything to say. And so this is an opportunity for them to get straight on the air. And they think, oh, it'd be funny to go on the air and go, or, you know, and just... And you have to think, it's Friday night.
And why aren't they out?
What?
You know, vandalizing their neighborhood and stuff.
But is that the best that they can come up with? Seriously, I mean, you're in listening to the radio, and God bless you for doing it, but if that is the sum total of your wit and humor and intelligence, then it's just... I kind of despair. You only realize how stupid the general public is when you do a show like this. Or, that's true. Or when you serve in a shop, or you have, or you're a salesperson, or you have some
sort of... any sort of contact with people.
With the general public, mm-hmm. Yeah. Like talking to a lot of people who you normally wouldn't talk to, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of staggers the imagination as to how stupid... people generally are. I mean, and I'm kind of getting morbid about this now, but it really is amazing. The general population, and I only say this because of my long experience of talking to the general public on the phone. You know, you go through a show like this, most of the people that I talk to have been screened by Andy, right? Which means that, I don't know, what's the ratio? So like 2-1, 10-1, something like that. It's like more than 10-1, okay? 10 people call, one person gets on the air. So in other words, the idiot that gets on the air was better than the 10 unbelievable morons who were cancelled out before they could even get as far as me. And if you think that a call that's on the air is stupid, you should have heard, you should sit where Andy sits and take the people that don't get on the air.
I wish we had the device to actually record what they hear.
Yeah.
And play that over sometime.
You'd probably get a, well, I was going to say a huge share, of, you know, an audience share, but everybody would probably turn off and hold their head in their hands. And you have to come to the conclusion that 9 out of 10 people are idiots. But more than that, 99% of people in this country are, no, not just this country, just on the face of the planet, are just not worth talking to or bothering with. I mean, seriously, they don't have any opinion that hasn't been gleaned from reading a tabloid newspaper, you know, or talking to their mates in the pub. They've got not one thought in their head, not an ounce of wit in their body. And why the hell are these people even voting? I mean, there should be some kind of test before people can vote. And I'm serious about this now. Never mind about one man, one vote. It should be one intelligent man or woman, one vote.
Exactly.
And all the idiots, you know, just put them on a treadmill and then we can do away with nuclear power. There's got to be another way. Seriously. I know this might sound like Nazism and fascism I'm espousing, but if 99% of the population of this planet are subnormal morons, then there's got to be something wrong somewhere. Am I wrong about this? I mean, you listen to the people that call this show, you would cross the street to avoid most of them. And that's not because I attract a particularly moronic audience, because I've seen the demographic breakdown.
Yeah.
And they're mostly in the upper, what we call ABC 1, C 2, DE. They're mostly above the median.
Mm-hmm.
They're mostly young, and their male and female is about 50-50.
Yeah.
So this is a pretty good reflection of what the relative young population in this country are like. And that, to me, is scary.
Yeah, well, you get it on all shows, too. It's not just this one. It's Ian's show. Breakfast gets it. But you should hear what Breakfast has to put up with.
Right, because these people have only just woken up, so they haven't actually sort of formed their thoughts at that time.
Exactly.
It's taken them until now to form the thoughts that we've just heard. Imagine what they're like when they just get up.
Mm. Well, that's right, because they had a whole day to watch TV and read newspapers so they can have something to say.
Yeah.
So they've been told what to say.
Exactly. I think reading the newspapers is asking for a bit much. I think looking at the pictures, in a lot of cases, is about as far as they can go.
Mm-hmm.
So on that depressing thought, we'll come back with something that's going to be much better. I just know it. And so 500-1053-89. It's a free call. We'll go away and come back again. Here's one in Birmingham, and it's a bloke called Danny. Hello.
Hi, Nick. Good to speak to you. You know, this poster advertising Lorraine Kelly on Talk Radio, that is not that's not Lorraine Kelly's bottom, you know, on there.
It's not...
What's the issue with me? I have bigger bottoms than that, you know. Especially the ones I've met. Anyway, I can't believe that's Lorraine Kelly's bottom on there.
I don't think the intention is to suggest that it's actually Lorraine Kelly's bottom that's got it's got a barcode stamped on it. I don't think that she actually needed to show up photo shoot.
I've heard little bits on talk radio here and there. Didn't some people say that it was Lorraine Kelly's bottom on there? I don't know. I don't think it is anyway.
But what do you think of the bottom?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Okay, well, listen, thanks for your comments, Danny.
All right,
thank you.
0500-1053-89. It's a free call. It was my bottom. I must come clean. Can I rephrase that? Here's one in Brighton. Hello.
Hello.
Simon.
How you doing there?
All right.
I just want to talk about this hand business, mate.
Yes.
Right. My fingers are equally as long. What does that mean?
They're equally as long?
Equally as long.
Now, which ones? All of them?
No, well, the middle three, you see. Not obviously my little finger, there wouldn't be a little finger. My thumb is not a finger, but the middle three.
Your middle three fingers are the same size?
The same size.
You are a freak, Simon. I mean, I don't want to worry you or, you know, be offensive in any way, but you're probably the most bizarre person on the planet. Cool. Are your palms also hairy?
No, I've got a little scar on the palm, though, if that counts.
Well, it depends on how it was put there.
I can't remember. I think I was drunk.
Right. I think I was drunk at the time.
Yeah, that's always the excuse, though, isn't it?
I guess it is, yeah. So, well, that's an incredible news. All six of his fingers are the same size. So, we're going to have to go through a break, and we're going to come back again. Would you like me to show you that finger again, Mike?
Oh, please.
And we will return.
Giving you more of what you want. Talk Radio. Your views and the news you need. 10:53 and 10:89 a.m. Nick Abbott.
I mean, he's a stand-up guy. He really cares about you, too.
This is a thing I've been carrying around me for a couple of days. A traffic jam is not the most obvious place to find love, but according to the RAC, it may just put you on the road to romance. In the politically correct 90s, it's easier to flirt from within a car than while walking down the street. A bloke from the RAC said yesterday, a psychologist. Oh, blimey, here we go. Study of the bleeding obvious. After eyes meet across a crowded road, furtive glances at traffic lights, blowing kisses or notes tucked discreetly underneath windshield wipers may follow, he says. Some motorists view their cars as an extension of their sexuality. And driving develops into a complicated mating ritual, said Mr. King. Really? I think we all have a vivid image of that in our minds. Here's Nicky the Newsreader with more samosa news. Breakdown teams turning out to sort a flat battery have encountered naked couples, a motorist in bondage, and one or two other embarrassed cross-dressers. A mate of mine on New Year's Eve was driving in a little mini... No, not a mini, it was a Renault... what's those tiny... Hillman Imp. Remember those?
Uh-huh.
It's about the size of a mini, minute. There's four guys in it, and they're going to a fancy dress party on New Year's Eve.
I thought there was another Carol McGiffin story.
And they're driving through Brixton. And the car breaks down. And the fancy dress that they're going in is of like old slappers, women. And they've got the full thing on. Makeup, dresses, high heels, everything.
All right.
Broke down in the middle of Brixton.
South London.
In a Hillman Imp.
Mm-hmm.
So they're... They're opening the bonnet in, like, full attire, because that's all the clothes that they got with them, right?
Right.
Because four guys couldn't exactly get changed in a Hillman Imp.
I wouldn't have thought so.
No.
No.
This isn't actually going anywhere. It's just that it amuses me every time I think about it, that's all. So I just thought I'd share that with you.
I enjoyed it.
But they didn't die.
Well, that's
fortunately,
good.
So it's a happy story.
That's a good story.
Do you like happy stories?
Well, I'm pissed off.
Obviously not. It's a call in London. Hello, Rob.
Hello. Earlier you were talking about pornography, weren't you?
Yeah.
Well, I think they should show more of it on TV. I mean, people think, yeah, they're just full of, disgusting things. Some have funny storylines. There was one I saw, it's called Temperatures and Banters, and they're spreading all cream cake all over.
Here's one in the West Midlands. Hello, Maxine.
Hello, Nicholas. The first thing I want to talk about was whenever you're with a friend or remember your family and you say to them, this program's really good, and it's like, say, Third Rock from the Sun, something like that.
Oh, by the way, Third Rock from the Sun is on in 2 minutes. Can you please press play and record together? Point it at the video thing. Not you, Maxine.
Okay, yeah.
This is someone is doing this for me.
Okay.
You can go ahead and press your requisite knobs now. Like they used to say on the TV show, press your buttons now. Back with you, Maxine.
Hello, Nick. Well, when you ask somebody, you say, oh, this is really good, and you sit down and watch it, it's always crap. The episode is always a crap one. It's really embarrassing. Did you ever do that?
Yeah, I did. I had a lot of people over at my place, and I love Beavis and Butthead. To me, it's the funniest thing ever. And so we were all, four sheets to the wind, and I put Beavis and Butthead on us, and the silence descended on the room. There's like about a dozen people in there, and I said, watch this. This will be hilarious. And Beavis and Butthead came on, and like just, we might as well have been watching a funeral. It was terminal.
And you're sat there on your own, you're laughing like mad, aren't you?
Well, kind of, yeah, but, you know, after the after nobody gets it, then you start to think, you know, you just want to...
Die.
Yes.
Yeah, the thing is, Nick, before you go, I'm one of these freaks that would rather have sneak to eat or watch the telly than have sex, actually.
You're like Boy George said once, he'd rather have a cup of tea than have sex, but you'd think that that would actually scald his wiener. He didn't think of that, obviously. So, well, it seems like we've got a lot of banging piano music and precious little to say unless we actually take one of these now. Shall I just pull one of these up or shall I just try and chat up to it? What's the out on this? 59.42.
Yeah, like
no, I've got a joke book here. I'll open it at random and read the first thing that I can see.
Oh.
A gynecologist joke, it happened to be. I'm sorry about this, but, you know, I opened a page 113, and the first thing I saw was two gynecologists jokes. And the phrase is, it's like a suggestion. Gynecologists, look up a friend today.
Broadcasting the best news coverage to our biggest ever audience. 2.8 million listeners from the Talk Radio News Centre. Across the UK on 1053 and 1089 AM. This is Talk Radio News.
It's 9 o'clock. Good evening, I'm Nikki Cardwell.